So it's my privilege to introduce our next guest, who is one of the leaders in my program, Living the Example with Mentor Foundation USA. She is from the Hudson City School District. She is also the valedictorian this year. We got to give her the clap.
I'm going to give her the clap,
give her the clap.
Man, I wish I had the royal clap. I should have brought the royal clap, man, because that's huge.
So we have with us someone I've known since forever, since she was so much younger, but Maya Alvarez is in the building with us today.
I got to give her another clap, too, because you got to bring her in. Bring her in. Welcome to the show, Maya.
Thank you.
I just need you to talk right in the mic so that you can, which one you going to use? You going to use that one? Okay, they're hooked to the same thing. Okay, so go ahead. Let me hear you.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So I know that you've known Slay for a long time, but I want to talk about how me and you met. There was an incident. I would call it, like, you know, a social media blow up.
Yeah.
But it was this was before the Me Too. And this is nothing related to the Me Too, but it's kind of like that. Because I thought the girls' basketball team felt that they were not getting the support that they deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, they were really good. I think you guys were undefeated. And yeah. I don't think you were playing them. I think you were hurt.
Yeah.
And what happened was Rashad had bought the boys. And that's the boys' team that went to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
He had bought those guys. I think it was like an alternative jersey and a book bag. And the girls were crazy, man. And it wasn't all of them, but it was Selena, and that's my homie now, and she was not happy about it. So we kind of got into a little debate and stuff like that, and Maya just came out of nowhere and just kind of, like, she made it understandable. You know what I mean, Slay? It's mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, it's not about this, but, you know, and she broke it down. And I remember I went to the barbershop, and I talked to B.I., Coach Ivory. I said, you know, B.I., man, you know, you got to get on social media. You got to do these things. I said, you know, I talked to one of your players, and he said, which one? I said, mine. He said, oh, my gosh, she is smart. I said, yo, bro, I'm sitting there reading this like, is this really a high school? So from then and there, you know, we had each other respect. And Drive Time has done everything possible to give the girls the right kind of support that they needed. And I think we did a good job.
Thank you.
And I think we did a good job because me and Selena are cool now, you know. Mm-hmm. And she even said that. She's like, hey, you know, at first I didn't like you. It wasn't me. Like, I just helped Rashad out. But so let's talk about, before we talk about anything, let's talk about your involvement in basketball. Like, how long have you been playing basketball? Ooh. And
I've been playing forever. I started playing when I was in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the junior league team, modified. And then my eighth grade year, I moved up to JV. Then freshman year, I was on varsity. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of travel sports. I did travel basketball through Saratoga Sparks. I did it through this team up in Troy. And I also did it through Ichabod.
Mm-hmm.
But 10th grade summer league came, and I tore my ACL, and it all went downhill from there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What I want to know, how were you able to maintain sports and school? Because I think that's one of the harder things, and we've seen it with the boys and the girls, mm-hmm. but how was you able to maintain that?
I'm not going to lie. It was difficult, especially being a three-time athlete. It was hard keeping up my grades and focusing on homework while going to practice after school. But I always put my schoolwork first. I tell my coaches that sometimes I have to stay after school for some review or some help with the teachers, and I just text my coaches, be like, hey, I'm going to be late. Or sometimes I just tell them I had to leave early because I had this huge project that had to be done or I had to study. But yeah, I always put my schoolwork first. Made sure that got done.
I got to give you the clap because that's awesome right there. Let me give you the clap. I want to stay on the school thing and sports stay right quick, and then I'll go to you. There's a lot of students in the school that feel like they have to be average to be able to play a sport. When I was in school, you had to pass 60% of your classes, and you were able to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I passed 60%, I was like, hey, I'm good, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like with you, you know, the average is not good enough for you. Like,
not at all.
Yeah. So
my friends would always make fun of me for that.
Can you explain that? Like, is that something that you learned from your parents and their parents? Or, like, how did you come with that? I got to be the best at everything.
Well, I definitely looked up to my parents. They were always very hardworking. And both my parents were just great. They always pushed me to be the best I could be. But for me, like, I was weird. I just did not like anything that was not 100. So I always was shutting my butt off, always looking up reviews, videos, doing everything I possibly could to get that 100 and really strive for my like greatest ability.
I'm giving another clap today because I wish I had that in me. I have it in me for certain things, but for school, it's like, man, if I get 70, I'm fine. I ain't got to really worry about it. But let me get clapped. Go ahead, Slay.
So, I knew Maya since she was in middle school, back in the after school program days, and I didn't see her for a couple years after that, like once she got to high school. And then when I was bringing this program to Hudson, I ran into Michael, who was on our show, and she was like, you know, I'm going to really start recruiting for this program, living the example, like I really believe in it, like. And she was like all gung-ho. So she showed up to the meeting with Maya, and I saw Maya for maybe the first time in like 2 years. And I was like, oh, hey, Maya. And they were so pumped up with their energy that I was like, man, this is going to be great at Hudson. I remember the first thing Maya was saying to me was like, yeah, one of the things, because we did like a little exercise going around the room of things you got in common. And Maya, with all confidence, said to me, yeah, one of the things we have in common is I'm like an activist like you, and I speak for people who don't have a voice. And I just remember looking like, wait, what? I was like, wow, like the same Maya from middle school? Like, yeah. And then as the program really started to take off, I really saw like her really coming up with amazing ideals and showing initiative, creating things, recruiting kids, doing different things that her and Michael became my two go-to students at Hudson for the program. And when I found out she was valedictorian,
yeah,
I actually was upset with her because I walked in and we're having a meeting and we're all just talking. And I want to say Mr. Abitabo, the principal, comes in and he's like, oh, congratulations. Did she tell you the news? And I'm like, news? Like, what news? So Maya's there and she's all being all shy. I'm like, you got something to tell me? And then Superintendent Suttmeyer comes in and congratulates her, and I'm like, hold on, this is too many congratulations. And then finally I found out that she was this year's valedictorian, and I couldn't be more proud to know Maya.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's awesome, Slay. That
was yeah, a good let's speech. Give her a clap. Man. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a clap.
That, he was good. Man. Now, in all fairness, you know, we do have a lot of listeners. Why don't we break down what it exactly means to be a valedictorian, and so that people know? You know, we can't just sometimes think that everyone knows. We know, mm-hmm. And that's why we're so proud. But why don't we break that down? And Maya, since you're the smartest one here, I think you should take it on.
Like what being valedictorian means to me, or just period?
Yeah, just period, and then what it means to you.
Okay. Well, valedictorian means, well, you're top of your class. You're number one out of all the students in your class. That means that you had, like, the best grades. Your average was the highest. You took all the advanced courses, college courses, AP, honors, and you just really did your best to get up there.
Yeah, I got to give you the clap. Because mm-hmm. Basically that means that you are the smartest kid in the school. That's what that means, right? Right, Slay?
I don't want
to
say that.
But you don't have to say that, but we'll say that.
And it's like, you are consistently the smartest kid in the school. Because I'm sure there's people that tried. I mean, yeah, they probably were good for a year, you know, but you did it for your whole 4 years, and we have to give you a clap because that is amazing. Slay, mm-hmm. When Asia is valedictorian, what are you going to do?
Cry.
What's going to cry?
Well, there's a lot of really smart kids in my class. My mm-hmm. class is very, very competitive, and they are very intelligent, too. So I'm not the only one, but...
Yeah, and she's humble, too. Mm-hmm. Like we like her a lot. Let me give her a clap. I want you to tell us how you feel about it, but I also want to know, because you seem like a calculative thinking type of person. So at what point in your mind did you say, I'm getting this. This is mine. And no one's going to stop
no
me.
No one's getting in my way. Yeah.
Well, growing up, I always strive to be the best. Like, I always wanted to be number one. It was just my competitive nature. Mm-hmm. So going into, freshman year, me and my friends were pretty competitive, not going to lie. So, I always just wanted to, I loved my schoolwork. And I always found, I always found it fun, diving into books, reading them, learning the history behind things, science, math, everything. I loved math growing up, everything.
When did you decide that you were going to be, this was going to be yours?
I don't know. I just, junior year, I was like, wow, I'm really close, so I really got to keep pushing. Senior year comes, I'm like, oh, it's right there, it's right there, it's right there. Like, you really just got to give your all into it. My mom really pushed me for it. My dad, too.
They give you a printout, in your junior year, what number you are in your class ranking?
Well, not junior year, but me and the salutatorian now, we were called down and we were given Cornell sweatshirts.
Okay.
And the seniors, the former seniors told us that this meant that you were either one or two. And I was
okay.
So now I know I'm either one or two. So if I'm two, I really got to just put my mind to it. I really just got to strive to be my best. And I really just got to give my all into my schoolwork. So.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's cool right there. Slay?
So.
It's all yours.
Now, we'll get to some of the program stuff. And first, myself and Vern, on behalf of Rashad and the event, we owe you an apology for all of the hiccups and malfunctions with audio and everything like that. But we wanted to make sure that your hard work and everything was rewarded. So we wanted to bring you on air to talk about the program, Living the Example. Shout out to the folks in D.C., Michaela Pratt, Kaya, Sergio, Melissa, everybody, Dr. Suttmeyer, who's also listening.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Suttmeyer.
Shout out to everyone.
Wait, can I stop you?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. but Dr. Suttmeyer took time and wished me a happy birthday, bro. So listen, and I'm going to give myself a clap because I'm climbing too. I'm not number one.
But you got the sweater.
Let me give myself a clap for that, Slate. It meant a lot. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted you to. I was kind of bragging.
Yeah, we're not as humble as you.
Yeah, no.
So, what made you gain interest in the program?
Well, I saw your social media post about the program, and what really spiked my interest. I heard about the change projects and being the change in the community, and I really just wanted to be that voice for people, and I really wanted to be the change in the community and show others that it's okay to speak up, it's okay to be different, and just it's okay to not do drugs, it's okay to do your schoolwork instead of going to a basketball game, it's okay to just be yourself and be good and not do bad things or anything like that.
good.
Yeah,
What made you feel like this program was different than any of the other programs you've been a part of?
Well, this program, it's 100% youth-led. I've never been in a program that, with the Change Projects, I've never been in a program that was just pretty much our voices behind the force. It's always been like the advisors giving us ideas or setting up these programs for us to do these fundraisers, but it's never just been us fully in charge of what change project we want to do and what change we want to be a part of.
Well said.
I gotta give her a clap. I gotta give her a clap. This is good. Like, here we go.
And I want people to know this is not rehearsed. Tried to ask me all day, how is it going to happen?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't tell her anything. I just kept saying, you got it. Like, this is all you. Yeah. But that's part of, you know, you fled. Yeah. And I always tell her and the rest of the group, when you guys are, you know, running the world, like, remember, remember this lesson. You got your speech there, and I want to give you a chance to read it on air if you want.
No, she has to.
But, you know, Vern, you have any questions? But first, before we get to Vern, in case anyone hasn't heard of any of our previous shows, will you tell people, like, what Change Projects are?
So these Change Projects, we're given money towards... So we have two Change Projects throughout the semester of the year. And our first Change Project, we donated shirts and made shirts for the Rashad Barksdale game for mm-hmm. Vern yep. and Kamal's fifth and sixth grade team.
Mm-hmm.
And our next Change Project, it's still in the works, but we're thinking about giving back to the homeless community inside of Hudson.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. That's dope. I gotta give you a clap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Give her a clap.
She's trying to be number one with the claps, too. So,
you know, she, hey, Michael, she's coming for your spot. And I just got an email popped up on my phone from DC where they wanna do a feature on you. They're saying you're doing a great job representing the program.
Yeah.
But I wanna add also. When you guys donated the shirts and we took pictures and stuff like that and mm-hmm. we told these kids about the program and, you know, about living the example and doing something besides drugs and that not everyone is doing drugs. Like, they mm-hmm. were so excited that they were going to be on, you know, the Facebook page or the website and stuff like that. So it meant a lot.
Yeah,
and,
it did.
That was something that was huge. So I want to thank you guys on behalf of myself and Vern for thinking of this, because even though I was a part of the team, I had no part in the planning of what they decided to do with their first Change Project.
And that was awesome, too. I mean, with a group that's underneath of you guys that's looking up. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, that's the best group to work with. And I know they were excited because some of them wore their shirts on.
Yeah, they wore their shirts the next day.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Yeah, they had the Living the Example Hudson shirts on the next day. Yeah.
I'm speech ready. I'm ready for the speech.
You ready for the speech?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So before I start, I would like to thank my advisors, Kamal Johnson and Catherine Vera, for giving my fellow youth ambassadors and I not only the opportunity to fight for change, but the tools that empower us to do so. Mentor Foundation USA is a national nonprofit organization that's mission is to empower the youth and stop drug abuse. It has given us the opportunity to bring about change inside our community. What makes this program unique from others is that it is 100% youth-led. Throughout the span of this project, we are in charge of two change projects that will promote positivity and support. With the money from our first Change Project, we created shirts that will be given out through the course of tonight's celebrity game.
Yep.
We will be working on more projects in the future, and we welcome anyone who would like to partner with us to make a change. Around the gym, you will see students in black t-shirts with the words Living the Example on the front. Those people are members of the Youth Ambassador Program who are fighting for change and support for our community. To me, Living the Example means empowering those around you to do good and make good decisions. Living the Example is the change we have all been searching for. It's not just for our youth ambassadors to be a part of, but more for everyone. If you want to see change, be the change. We invite you tonight to join us on this monumental journey to help create unity, peace, and safety within our community.
Oh, that's awesome, ooh, man. Oh, man. I don't say, you know,
I
what?
Know, as a speechwriter, that gave me chills.
I would have started doing, like, the barking sound, and I would have been... I would have really went crazy in the gym. That was dope.
Oh, man.
That was really good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Now, of course, I have to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Have you decided where you're going to college?
I have not yet.
Can you bring it to us so we can be like, because we want to be number one. Like, when it comes to radio, we want to be number one.
We
want to
make the announcement with you.
I will.
You can bring your family in and everything. We'll go Facebook Live. Cause, like, let me tell you something. Kamal is, like, famous. Like, so whenever he goes Facebook Live, we get a lot of people watching. And you can sit in here with your family. We'll get you, like, flowers. Like,
Everything. The work.
Oh, thank you. But I am going on a college visit this weekend.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Don't tell us where.
Okay.
Don't tell us. No. We're proud of you. And
thank you.
And the thing about it is, like, I don't know, like, what else we can do for you. This is a platform, and mm-hmm. I know it works for the things that you try to do. So if you ever want to use the platform to be heard, whether you're speaking for yourself or someone else, it's mm-hmm. always here for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Even when you're away at school, you know, we Skype, you know, mm-hmm. you can call in and say, hey, mm-hmm. I just want to touch base with you guys and let you guys know what's going on. But it's a privilege and an honor, and it's very important that people understand the message that you're sending. Like, mm-hmm. you are, like, to living be a basketball player, yeah, you really are living the example. And I'm sure this program is going to attach on to you immediately because, mm-hmm. like I said, you're the smartest person in our school.
Thank you.
That's dope. That means a lot. Slay, great job, Slay.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I was just lucky that, you know, they ran into me. I mean, and that's like, that really shows what Hudson is about, because yeah. a lot of times Hudson gets a bad rap. Definitely. And that was one of the first conversations mm-hmm. that we had when I sat down with the students and I said, what drives you guys the most crazy? And they mm-hmm. said, you know, that people think, you know, certain things of our school, and that's not our school. Mm-hmm. And you know, people said, look around this room. And if you look at the picture on Mentor Foundation USA's Facebook page of the Hudson Group, one of the students said, look at the diversity. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was mm-hmm. like, oh, man, like, I can't wait to post this. Like, it was just like, and it was unplanned, but it mm-hmm. was so amazing to see that type of diversity in one room. And these are students that are all there by choice. So
yeah.
I was very proud to be a part of that process.
Mm-hmm. Any shout outs, Mai?
Well, shout out to you guys, my mom, my dad, my sisters. And yeah.
Are you going to play any sports in college, or are you just going to stick strictly to the books?
Probably definitely the books. I'm actually going in for surgery again this week, so for my ACL to be repaired again. So.
Are you still with the number one thing? Is this something that's going to happen in 4 years? You know, you're going to be in the same place.
Yeah, we got to have it back.
I hope so, definitely.
Well, thank you for coming. And thank you for having me. I said, you can come in whenever you want, you mm-hmm. know.